So the Waters of the U.S. rule, of course, is the touchstone of Clean Water Act jurisdiction. It affects Army Corps dredge and fill permitting. So as I like to say, did you want to build anything anywhere ever, you're going to at least have to give a half a second's thought to this rule, and in many cases, much more. But it also affects a number of Clean Water Act programs, such as discharge permitting and some underlying things, and a number of others. Pardon. So the substance of the rule was covered extensively in last year's conference. So just touching on it at the broadest level here, super high level, you know, redefines what's categorically jurisdictional with a new definition of tributaries that touches to ordinary high water mark and bed and banks, a new definition of neighboring that has some bright lines around what constitutes a neighboring water as an adjacent water that's categorically jurisdictional, meaning you don't do any case-by-case review of the nexus to a navigable water. It also makes some specific categorical exclusions, some that have previously existed and are now in writing for the first time, and some new ones around ditches in particular, which were of great interest to the agricultural community and others. And then there are some remaining case by case. So that being said, as soon as this rule went final in the summer of 2015, there was immediate and widespread litigation everywhere. So we had 31 states challenging this rule, a number of agricultural coalitions and industrial interests through various groupings, filing lawsuits all over the country in a slew of district courts and courts of appeals. So why this scattershot? Why the shotgun approach to the litigation? So it really ties to the Clean Water Act itself and Section 509.